NAACP President Derek Johnson says the student bodies of the nation's institutions of higher education will be less diverse as a result of the ruling.
This is a sad day for the future of this nation.
But Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said the ruling means students can get a fair shot at college and the American dream on their merits. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
We are finally learning more about that Chinese spy balloon shot down over the U.S. earlier this year. CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting debris from the balloon has been analyzed, and some of it is U.S. equipment, some of that available for sale online. The newspaper also reports there were sophisticated Chinese sensors as well, and other equipment used to collect photos. That backs the U.S. claim it was indeed meant for spying and not a weather balloon. It doesn't appear the information it gathered was sent back to China.
Canadian wildfire smoke still spreading across the Midwest and East Coast today. Here's CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
All of New York State is now under an air quality alert. And here in New York City, forecasters expect the smoke to be a problem on and off for several weeks.
Residents are being urged to stay inside as much as possible and wear masks when they go out.
My eyes have been watering. My throat has been sore. I've been coughing.
It'll be worse tomorrow. Another 4,000 flights have been affected today as travel issues continue across the country. But CBS's Peter Greenberg tells us weather's not the only problem here.
There's air traffic control staffing. It's only about 77 to 80% of where it should be. That means they've got to slow things down. They don't have replacements. It's increased demand that we've seen coming for the last year.
Disruptions will continue through the holiday weekend. About 43 million people are expected to travel, according to AAA. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186. 954-1186.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Riverfront Rendezvous begins tomorrow at Piffner Park in Stevens Point. The Family Zone will be open from 5 to 10 p.m. with inflatable games for the kids. There'll be bluegrass music beginning at 6 p.m. in the North Tent with Art Stevenson and Highwater. Inside the Piffner Building, you can enjoy the ultimate polka band from 6:30 to 9:30. Mama B takes the main stage at 7, and Big Bad Voodoo Daddy plays at 9. Visit RiverfrontRendezvous.com for the full weekend lineup. Accessibility at polling places has improved compared to the previous report. The Wisconsin Elections Commission found fewer barriers for elderly voters and voters with disabilities. Over 500 polling places were randomly selected for review without notice during the last election cycle. The average number of non-compliant findings per polling place was 5.6, down from 7.0 in 2020. WEC provides supplies free of charge to remedy many non-compliant findings. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 61 tonight under partly cloudy skies with a slight chance for isolated storms. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 86. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 60. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 86.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Steakhouse, hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks.
Here we go, boys. It's happening.
Are we really doing this? All right, don't, here we go.
Without you.
Please stream and record, Evan.
2.7 programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Solidarity Realty.
Please don't crap the bed, Don.
No guarantees, Gertie.
Your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, we're here in Waukesha. I'm calling this one the Devil's DMB Throwback Thursday edition.
Oh, man. Going back. Summerfest today, Crudy. The Dave Matthews Band. I'm so excited. It's been a long time. I've been listening to DMB all day today.
Thursday, that feels like it should be a Friday.
It should totally be a Friday. Evan, work of the board, our fair audience. Happy, happy second week of Summerfest to all of us.
Buddy, we're down here in the WAUK, the Shaw Studios. Feels so good. We're going to be joined very shortly, live via Zoom, at least, Mark Thompson, elections commissioner, right here at great state of Wisconsin. He's a friend of ours, and he's got his own fine show right here on the Civic Media Network. Monday night's the Paul Revere Show, but we asked him to join us on a Thursday afternoon. Not too late, because got family in for the 4th.
I mean, it is the holidays, man.
But as we left the airwaves yesterday, there was some question about the future of Wisconsin's Elections Commission Administrator, Megan Wolf. And here's the problem. Megan Wolf tried to operate in a state that's being run by completely backwano crazy Republicans. Because the only unsatisfactory thing about her tenure to date is the lie that Donald Trump had the election stolen from him. That's the only problem, is a fantasy of Republicans' creation.
And that fantasy persists to this day. It does,
because they're forcing out the elections commissioner. Hell, they're making up the law as they go along now. I think we should start there today, Dom. It's not quite Friday grievances.
It kind of feels like it.
Maybe it should be.
We've got a lot of grievances today. We'll have 2 days of grievances this week.
I think we'll need them. Molly Beck and Jesse Apoyan fight over the Wisconsin elections, take a turn with Senate move to force a vote on top administrator Megan Wolf. Again, Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Mark Thompson joining us very soon. But let's get this reporting out there for the record. Wisconsin Republican state senators are forcing a vote that could result in the removal of the state's top election official less than a year before voters in this battleground state begin taking their first tallies in the 2024 presidential election. And Dom, Republican state senators late Wednesday passed a resolution that surprised their Democratic colleagues to launch confirmation hearings for the embattled administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, again, Megan Wolf, even though she has not been nominated for a new term. We're going to take up her future nomination before she is nominated. Now, there was a little strategizing happening at the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and Mark will give us some of the insights, but I'm going to continue reading from the reporting for now. A requirement before such proceedings are allowed to begin under state law. Again, you got to be nominated before you can have a nomination hearing. But
seems logical to me. You got to be nominated first.
If you want to deny her confirmation, well, then you grab up before she's even nominated and you deny it, baby. That's the Republican logic here. It doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense, but let me continue. The maneuver came a day after members of the bipartisan State Elections Commission deadlocked on a motion to reappoint its administrator, Wolf, while failing to agree on how to respond to their desire to keep her in her job despite pressure from Republicans to oust her. Now, here's the interesting part. Both sides want to keep her. But legislative Republicans, they want her out. A little bit more. The commission motion to reappoint Wolf stalled Tuesday after Democratic members abstained from voting in order to prevent Wolf from undergoing a Senate confirmation process that would likely result in Wolf losing her job because of the intense distrust of Wolf amongst Republican senators, as it's written here, a byproduct of false 2020 election claims perpetrated by former President Donald Trump. I mean, this one's sticking
in my head. That's such a diplomatic and civil way to put it, as a byproduct of the false 2020 election claims. Is that what we're calling it now? It's pure BS. Everything they claim to believe in has been proven false. They've had their court cases. They've lost. Hell, the Supreme Court even ruled that the legislature is not the last word on this. So the whole Eastman strategy, unconstitutional. But don't let that dissuade you.
Don't let the fact that we've got like 1,835 decentralized voting districts in the state of Wisconsin. There is no way to rig an election in a statewide. Please continue. I'm sorry.
No, I get it. It's okay. It's okay. I'll continue on from the final.
Why
reporting.
Would I let the facts get in the way of these Republicans?
Republican senators' resolution allows them to take up Wolf's nomination and send it to the Senate Elections Committee despite not having her nomination before them from the commission. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu said on the Senate floor that Wolf's nomination will move through the normal process with a public hearing and subsequent votes. Wisconsinites across
They're going to hang her in absentia, Dom.
The Wisconsinites across the state and from both parties have loudly and consistently expressed their discontent with the election process in both Wisconsin and nationally.
That's not at all true,
LeMahieu said.
Who amongst the Democratic Party? Give me an example where Democrats are bemoaning the election process.
Who's our pal that was running for Milwaukee for the mayor?
Lena Taylor?
Lena Taylor. There's one. I'm just saying, if you want to throw one out there, that's perhaps who LeMahieu is referencing here. I'll continue. He says, our constituents deserve consistency and certainty in the administration of our elections.
How about fact-based decision-making? How about not believing the crap being peddled by the Cheeto Messiah? Because that's the only reason you'd have to get rid of her, is because she's standing in the way of you stealing elections.
Here's some of the facts, Curdy. State law requires 2/3 of the 6-member commission to nominate an administrator for a new term. But LeMahieu told reporters on Wednesday the commission's vote of 3 Republican members voting in favor of reappointing Wolf and 3 Democratic members abstaining from voting all qualified as a 2/3 vote. They could have voted no. They didn't vote no. That would have been a tie vote. But it was a unanimous vote, LeMahieu said. 3-0 is a 2/3 vote.
No, mathematically it is not. Nothing you say makes any sense to me.
State law says 2/3 of members of commission are required to nominate an administrator, not 2/3 of voting members. However, great points there. from Molly Beck and Jesse
Wait, Poyer. He's got to retort. The Senate Majority Leader, he's got to give him the answer. Here's all you need to know.
LeMahieu told reporters an attorney supported his argument.
Is it John Eastman?
It's pretty simple math, he said.
Is it Rudy Giuliani?
They've had some issues believing, or at least what, following through on actual, what, lawful advice from attorneys these days? Is that what it is? A little bit more here. Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard from Madison told reporters the move amounted to the worst of politics. Democratic lawmakers stormed off the floor after the vote
Good.
Before the Senate adjourned. Agard said this, I thought I saw the lowest of the low in the state of Wisconsin. Government has been very broken, and this is a violation of the integrity of the state of Wisconsin and the integrity of the body. And I believe that the majority party, frankly, has really disappointed the state of Wisconsin, Melissa Agard.
Well, there's a very political way of saying they are total D-bags. You can't take up a nomination that is...
3-0, man. It's math. Crudy, don't worry your pretty little head about it. It's science and math. And Republicans believe in anything, it's science and math.
You know, they used to have a McDLT burger. A McDLT. And it was a third a pound of hamburger, pre-cooked weight, my understanding. But people didn't want the third pound burger because they did not understand the metric system or fractions, apparently. They didn't realize that a third was bigger than a quarter pounder. I am asserting LeMahieu is one of those that does not understand that fractionally speaking, half is not larger than two-thirds.
Crudy, as LeMahieu said, I must reiterate, an attorney supported his argument. Right, I mean, attorneys supported the big lie. Attorneys went to court. Attorneys that
Cleta Mitchell.
Cleta Mitchell, right? The Kraken lady.
Sidney Powell.
Yes. Keep on going. These attorneys.
Alina Hubda. Rudy Giuliani.
Yes. An attorney. Attorney.
Did the attorney have, like, Grecian formula dripping down his face? Was he telling you this information in front of the Four Seasons Landscaping Company? Was it that sort of attorney? Because apparently, you know, getting the piece of paper these days, you know, it's sort of less meritorious than it used to be before Trump's team of attorneys rolled out so many factless and meritless lawsuits and responses and lost, what, they're 1 in 61 or something?
1 in 62, something like that.
And the only one they lost was like a... Whether or not you could be at 6 feet or 12 feet in terms of viewing ballots as they're being counted. I mean, that here in the state of Wisconsin, they lost the lawsuit, right?
Yes.
Before the false electors cast their votes.
Yes.
And when you talk about lack of confidence in the system, that is entirely a manufacturer of Republicans and Donald Trump and Robin Voss because...
And, he hired Gableman, right, of course. This is all part of this big act, this big fraud. And now they're using that fraud to what? To continually, it's legacy fraud now. Because now what? Wisconsin Election Commission Megan Wolf, she's on the outs now because, what, 3-0? Even though state law says two-thirds of members of the committee are required? Not just those voting.
I mean, and the interesting part, the three Republicans that voted to retain her. Come back. More devil's advocates. Feels like a Friday we should be kicking somebody's ass.
The biggest douche of the universe. In all the galaxies, there's no bigger douche than...
Hi, this is Drew Barrymore. Do you know what my idea of the perfect night is? First, make a bunch of complicated plans, and then cancel all those plans. Instead, spend the night streaming movies and TV shows on Pluto TV for free, including my show. There are tons of live channels and even more on demand. Free to stream all you want on Pluto TV and never pay a thing. Stream now, pay never. Pluto TV.
DQ presents... Picture this. You're getting together with all your best friends. Now picture all your best friends are actually the delicious ingredients of the new cake batter cookie dough blizzard. That's DQ soft serve, cake batter flavor, confetti cookie dough pieces, and DQ signature sprinkles. Oh, hey, it sounds like you got some pretty sweet friends. And that's worth cueing the confetti. Cookie dough! The flavor party isn't gonna last forever, so hurry in and get your cake batter fix today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
At 10, as goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News.
On Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Be sure to check us out on the socials, on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio, and of course on Civic Media at civicmedia.us.
Dominic, we got a fine guest, the only man I know that wears more hats than I do. He is Mark Thompson. He is here in his capacity as a Wisconsin Elections Commissioner. He's a friend of ours. He does a show on Monday nights around here on Civic Media, the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Tune in for that at 7 on Mondays. But Mark, thanks for joining us. What is going on with the Megan Wolf? I understand that the Wisconsin Elections Commissioners seemingly support this administrator, but knowing that this Trump lie has so polluted the Republican Party, the legislative Republicans in this state, she's got about a 0% chance of getting through confirmation, does she not?
Well, you know, it's a very, very unique position for the commission. We're here for the first time. And you're absolutely right. It's unequivocal that five of the six, and maybe all six commissioners, believe Megan Wolf is the most qualified person in the United States to run our elections. And we followed the law the other night when they put it on the floor, that after the Supreme Court had ruled that the DNR, you know, could hold over, the head of the DNR hold over. There is no vacancy under the current law. There is no vacancy. So there was no authority for us to appoint anyone because Megan Wolf remains at the helm. And everyone at virtually five, at least, of the commissioners, other than Mr. Spindell, who was the, you know, the Trump whatever guy.
fraudulent elector.
You know, among other supports names. Him. But so... It was very unique then last night when I heard that the Senate somehow construes that there has been a reappointment. You know, the statute's very clear. Assuming that there was a vacancy, you needed four of the six votes. There aren't that. So, you know, right now she remains at the helm. It's great for Wisconsin. Frankly, if the Senate would meet and confirm her, then there would be no lawsuits, and Megan Wolf and the staff, we could continue and have fair, accurate elections in 2024 and be done with this silliness. But as you say, who knows what the Republican leadership's going to do? But it's out of our hands. We did the right thing. The commissioners want Megan Wolf to stay, and the people of the state hopefully would too. And I would just encourage everybody out there listening, call your senator and tell them to confirm Megan Wolf immediately.
Mark Thompson, our fine guest, Wisconsin Elections Commissioner. I see this as a bit of a lose-lose, the worst of both worlds in this regard. We've seen the preen precedent. Republicans have no problem flouting prior practice when it is to their benefit. And the guy clearly was being political. He was coordinating with Republican legislators in his effort to hold over in this position as DNR chair. But they're not even going to wait for an appointment vote. Mark, they're going to create their own criterion, setting aside the bad mathematical formula that LeMahieu, we've been calling a guy. We know we mispronounce his name. But setting that aside, Mark, it doesn't even seem rational. Can you simply say in life, well, a lawyer told me I could do it, and that absolves you of everything in life? Because that seemingly is Trump's criminal defense in every case.
Well, frankly, I don't believe a legitimate lawyer told him he could do it, right? Any lawyer with a license competent is going to read the statute and say, just as we did that night, there was no vacancy, right? Regardless of what we wanted about the past, the Supreme Court was very clear to our commission, we have to follow the law. The law was, we don't have a vacancy. We did not have the ability to renominate Megan Wolf. Now, I think what's really important is Don Millis calls the attack on Megan Wolf by the grifters, right? Marge Bosselman from Green Lake, a longtime well-respected Republican, thinks Megan Wolf is the best person to do the job. We need stability and reliability in our elections, and Megan Wolf has done an excellent job. All our criticisms are purely political, and as I said the other night, these are political wolves, and it's bandits. And the Senate leadership, I mean, they need to start being serious about this. This is, you know, to all of a sudden create, like you said, Mike, to come up with, say, we got 3-0 and that's really 4 votes and somehow it's there. I mean, this is just ridiculous, right?
Mark Thompson, the Wisconsin Elections Commission, just another minute and a half here. No vacancy, no authority to appoint. So there's how can they possibly make a vote on this? And where do you see this going next in the last 60 seconds, Mark?
In the year, it looks like the wolves have taken over the leadership of the Republican Party, and they're going to do something, right? And it looks like they're going to try to remove Megan Wolf, despite the fact that the commissioners think that she should stay. And that will mean that there'll be a lawsuit, and the Department of Justice will represent Megan Wolf as the legitimate administrator of elections. And that's where it looks like it's going.
Mark, is this going to resolve through the courts? Is that ultimately what happens?
Yes, unless the Republicans grow up and just confirm her, and then there are no lawsuits, and everybody, including the commissioners, think that Megan Wolf should be there, and there we go.
All right, we'll see you in court then, Counselor. Appreciate your time, Wisconsin.
Hey, you know, but one last thing. Quiet. Unless, right, these Republicans want to go spend another $1 million on lawsuits.
It's not their money,
another
Mark.
Another stable in Pasco. Bye, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Happy 4th, Mark. More Devils. Come on back.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Lawns and crops are struggling with the lack of rain. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more information.
Drought continues to expand in Wisconsin despite some recent rainfall. Stream flows in the upper Midwest have fallen to below the 10th percentile, and soil moisture evaporation has accelerated due to dry conditions over the past 2 months. Severe drought has now spread to nearly one-sixth of the state, doubling in the southwest Wisconsin area in just 1 week, prompting historical impacts such as lower crop yields, much higher use of groundwater for irrigation, and slower pasture growth. The USDA said currently 70% of the nation's corn-growing area is also in a drought. However, above average temperatures and above normal precipitation is expected for Wisconsin over the next week. A few parts of Wisconsin, though, have not yet experienced drought, including a belt across the state from roughly west central Wisconsin, across the central part of the state, and into northeastern Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186. 954-1186.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett septic pumper trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
This week's flavor forecast is brought to you by Swiftwater Ice Cream, 300 Market Street in Nakusa. This week's flavor of the week is lemon curd. Find Swiftwater Ice Cream on Facebook.
Hey Badger fans, Matza Matt for Brewpub Latza Matza Pizza. Do you find yourself stuck in the depths of indecisiveness when choosing which frozen pizza should be for dinner? It's time to heave-ho that hesitancy and snag a Brewpub Pizza. Proud partner of UW Badger Athletics, made right here in Scotty and loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub Pizzas are everything we love here in Wisconsin. So next time you're in your frozen department or your local grocery store, look no further than a Brewpub Pizza for quality, quantity, and plenty of satisfaction. Brewpub Pizza is also available at Camp Randall.
Welcome to Stone Age Gem Mineral and More.
Hi, I find myself worrying a lot at work.
I have a stone to help with that.
Really? My anxiety has been through the roof lately.
I have a crystal for that. Stone Age Gem Mineral and More is here for you. Find a natural solution to your everyday needs. Customize your healing with the help of knowledgeable staff. Find us on Facebook and start your healing journey today. Stone Age Gem Mineral and More. We have a crystal for that.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows around 61 tonight under partly cloudy skies with a slight chance for isolated storms. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 86. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 60.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 86.
Studios, and I stepped outside briefly and it started raining. Why is it whenever you and I have concert tickets on the same night, outdoor venue, it's bound to rain?
Have faith, Crudy. It will pass. It's good. Take a little this bit of smog out pass. Of the air. Yeah, man. It'll be, the sun will be out when Dave comes on.
Knocking the particulates down, perhaps. A couple of quick thoughts. Walked down the street today, had some of the Dan's meatloaf. A lot like Ma's meatloaf.
Yeah.
Made by Dan. Very good stuff. But on the way back, I got to tell you, I jaywalked here in Waukesha, which is about like speeding in Rosendale. You know, like I knew I was tempting faith. And I did it right in front of a Waukesha PD, one of the finest. Jaywalked in front of him. I was feeling that sort of petulance going on today. You know, I just pretended like I didn't even see him, but I saw him. I knew. Well, Dom, that's how it must feel to, you know, be impervious to laws. You just act without regard for who it may harm or what it may do. That's how it must feel to be Trump. It's like jaywalking around the world at any given time.
Trump, man, not just Trump. I mean, look what's going on here. We just talked about this Devin LeMahieu. Meh, right?
LeMahieu.
What
heavy on the doing? Meh?
Heavy on the meh. Like, meh, total meh. To come out and what? Now, as Thompson said, what?
Hooked on phonics, work for Dom.
Spend other people's money to address an issue that's not there. If they claim that they have little faith in Megan Wolf, it is because they believe the big lie. If it's true,
they don't believe it.
Okay, so then it's just a political act.
Yes,
to try to push someone out who is, according to everyone that I've talked to about this, other than apparently the Wisconsin state senators, totally qualified and the expert and the one person to do this job.
She's an IT geek. I mean, I've heard this explained recently. The act of administering elections, a lot of is administering internet technology. She's an IT geek. They act like she's some sort of Zuckerberg-born, Soros-raised, Marxist, liberal, whatever. That is so far from the truth. She is a very...
Doesn't matter what the truth is, obviously.
Obviously.
Fruity. I mean,
like, because the whole point is that with no evidence... Under a fabricated circumstance.
That they still believe.
Or never did. And they're going to hold it against a otherwise very qualified person who is highly regarded by all who didn't commit election fraud. Sorry about you, Bob Spindell. I think you, sir, should have to worry about criminal indictment coming down the pike someday soon. That or maybe he's one that, you know, spun himself a little immunity down. But at the end of the day, it is so hard to believe that we govern by fantasy here. And Republicans, they have utter disdain for their constituents.
If you have power and do not use it, it is pointless to have. And they continue to use it in any way, shape, form, every time, every angle, every push, regardless of the motivation, regardless of the facts, regardless of who pays the bill. That is what these Republicans continue to do. It's all about the power.
When we use the term fascism, this is the exertion of the state's power in unreasonable ways. This is the personification of the semi-fascism we keep describing, at least in my humble opinion. But there's no there. They're completely inconsistent. Obviously, Fred Preen, you know, they were all down for this. They all conspired with the man to make sure he stayed in that role.
At the DNR,
where he was actually opposed by the new governor in the executive branch. But now the elections commissioner, and let's not forget, these very same Republicans throughout the government accountability board. We had retired judges, man. What, you couldn't get umpires from MLB? You wouldn't trust them either. Because, of course... You're lying to your constituents. You're raising money off of this. You continue to perpetrate and engage them by lying to them and telling them something was stolen from them. Only you, LeMahieu. How's it go?
Meh.
LeMahieu. You know, you're lying. You're lying through your freaking teeth. And whatever lawyer gave you that advice.
It's terrible advice.
Tell Rudy you're not paying
him. Yeah, I mean, come on. State law, as it states here in the fine reporting of the Journal Sentinel, state law says 2/3 of members of the commission are required to nominate an administrator, not 2/3 of the voting members. I mean, so take state law. State law. So now what?
They're just making it up as they
go along. Okay, lawsuits. Well, now, as mentioned, Crudy, they love the marketing of this, right? They love the messaging. Well, we GOP, we're going after these, what, deep state elections commissioners? You know, is that what they're going? And, oh, yeah, any lawsuit, that'll be paid by the taxpayers. But we are going to stand up for you, GOP members, MAGA members, so make sure that you give us your donations so we can continue to serve you. The only thing they're serving is a plate full of BS.
You want more BS? I got more BS for you.
Plenty of it.
These Wisconsin Senate Republicans last night, for the first time procedurally, they were forced to vote, go on the record where they stood on the 1849 abortion ban. And with unanimously, the entire Republican caucus voted to uphold the abortion ban, no exceptions for rape or incest, maybe the life of the mother if you can find, you know, enough doctors to go along with
it. If you're close enough to dead, maybe they can do something about that. Crudy, the reporting here at the Cap Times, Jack Kelly, as mentioned, all 22 Republican members of the state Senate voted against repealing Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban on Wednesday, marking the first floor vote on tossing the 174-year-old abortion ban since Roe v. Wade was overturned, and it took effect once again. Senate Democrats, all 11 of whom voted to repeal the ban, forced the vote by introducing the idea as an amendment to a Republican-authored budget bill lawmakers were slated to vote on Thursday night. The vote came just days after the first anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in Dobbs-Jackson Women's Health Organization, which overturned a half century of court precedent that established a constitutional right to terminate a pregnancy, in turn triggering Wisconsin's abortion law. Republicans had avoided voting on the ban prior to Wednesday using procedural moves. Now, why would you do that, Crudy? Why would you avoid? I mean, this is what they truly believe, right? This is what they want. This is the way they've been asking for since Roe v. Wade. But they've been making procedural moves, what, not to go on the record?
Very courageous.
They've been using procedural moves to avoid it. For example, when Democratic Governor Tony Evers called a special session last June to repeal the law, GOP lawmakers gaveled in and out of the session without voting on repealing the ban. Wednesday's vote forced Republican senators to take a public stance on the law.
Now we know where they stand, Dom. Every single one of them. And they stand uniformly against women's reproductive and abortive rights.
Second-class citizens. The Democratic amendment from Wednesday would have restored access to abortion to what it had been under Roe v. Wade. Speaking before the vote on the Senate floor, Senator Kelda Royce, a Democrat from Madison, made the case that access to abortion is critical to women's health, family lives, and financial futures. Her quote, "Women know how much bleaker their future will be if they can't access abortion." She added, "This abortion ban has to go. Women deserve better." No Republican lawmakers spoke during debate on the measure that would repeal the ban.
I'm surprised no one pulled out the King James Bible and preached from it.
So they used procedural moves to avoid going on the record. Now, the Republicans unanimously vote for this, and none of them have the respect for women in this state enough to stand up on the floor and explain to them from their heart, from their mind, wherever it comes from, why.
From their caucus leader?
Why it is that they believe that women are secondhand citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
They bow down to the pressure of the caucus leader, because I cannot believe every Republican senator in the state of Wisconsin, all 22 of them, believe that women should have all their reproductive abortive rights stripped from them. I can't believe that is the case, Tom. So what are they? They're very compliant. They got into line.
These boots aren't going to lick themselves, Crudy.
844-967-2789. Also got the shiny new app. People have been, what do you call it, texting us. I guess they're texting us. One says,
Hugh.
Probably has the same lawyer as Andrew Hitt. And I would point out, Andrew Hitt is a lawyer, the false Trump elector. I mean, hell, he's like the lead political counsel at Michael Best and Friedrich. You shouldn't be taking advice from other counsel. If you are a lawyer, take your own advice, counselor, and don't commit fraud. But I wonder if that's the lawyer. Here's another one. Rain by the lakefront should make air quality better for Dave Matthews. Thanks, guys. Have fun. Woo-hoo! We will.
Oh, yeah.
I assure you, we will have fun. Both together and independently, we will have fun. One more. Can't wait till you boys take a call from that idiot CJ. Well, actually, yes, I can.
So the Republicans have laid bare for all to see their thoughts on all the women in Wisconsin. As Senator Ron Johnson said, it might get a little messy, and if it gets too rough for you, well, you can just leave.
Why would any woman want to live here? You know, like if I was a young Gen Z, if I was Kelsey's age, my daughter's
this is where the greatest radio station ever is.
It's all across the state, unfortunately. You know, the state of Wisconsin is under an 1849 abortion ban, but I got a 29-year-old daughter living in L.A., living on the leftist coast. Got all sorts of rights extended to her under California state law. She's got legalized marijuana. She's got legal abortive care if she so desires and needs. Got a lot of rights extended to her. Why in the hell would she ever want to move back to Wisconsin?
How about a lot of rights recognized by the state? Rights that should always be there, regardless of who, what political party is in power. You know what I'm saying?
What's their favorite claim? States' rights.
Oh, religious rights. I mean, they got all sorts of things.
State by state, religious rights.
Yeah, right. When it pertains to them, they're all about it. So, I mean, yes, why would anyone?
I will not bake a gay wedding cake. Yeah. You cannot make me go to Rainbow Land.
There is no Rainbow Land.
I will not go to Rainbow Land.
You can't make me.
The movie, The Campaign, we're referencing some of the funnier lines from that movie. But really, it is a reflection on the electorate. I mean, that was some 10 years ago or more when Will Ferrell yeah. and others, Jason Sudeikis, a very funny movie.
Zach
Galifianakis.
There you go, yeah.
Between the Green Ferns guy. Between two ferns, yes, all those clever lines, but the audience, the electorate, the constituency that ate up the babble being fed to them. I don't want to live in Rainbow Land, and you cannot make me live in Rainbow Land. Well, that was a story I wrote. I was 9 years old. There's no Rainbow Land. I will not go to Rainbow Land. You know, it's like these Republicans, this abortion ban. Are you going to deal with the reality that befalls you here in the state of Wisconsin? Women don't want this. You're not going to win another statewide election as long as this is the case. And it is only through the strength of the partisan gerrymander of the Wisconsin state legislature that all of you bums haven't been voted out. But the right lawsuit comes before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Let's not forget. Our girl, Janet Protasiewicz, she's like a month away from the court.
Yeah, baby.
August 1st, she is impaneled on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And it's game on. It's game on. And this sort of bad governance, that only works with the gerrymander. You think you got better ideas and better candidates? Prove it.
844-967-2789. Coming back with your calls.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing safe fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
We return to Witter Field on this hot and humid summer evening as the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters host the Lakeshore Chinooks for a two-game doubleheader. First game here pitched first at 5:05, but good evening, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Well, a game yesterday that was supposed to be played, but it was canceled as there was some air quality issues within the Wisconsin Rapids area and throughout the state of Wisconsin. So that game was canceled, which makes for today a doubleheader. First two games. So first game is 7 innings. The second game is also 7 innings. So 7 innings each and an exciting an evening in front of us, 14 innings of baseball. So Rafters and Chinooks will be getting going here for the first pitch about 15 minutes away. But for a Wisconsin Rapids team that finished the Michigan road trip 2-2, they won in dramatic fashion by beating Traverse City 5-4 in extra innings, a game where they went up 4-0 in the top of the seventh, gave up four runs in the bottom of the ninth, and then there was questions around. Traverse City had all the momentum. Rapids looked a bit defeated, but they found a way in the top of the 10th. Chris Conniff got home off of a pass ball at third when he was stealing towards the third base line. Eventually, he got home. Rafters won 5-4. They had an opportunity. The bottom of the 10th came. Traverse City hit a ground ball up the middle. There was a runner on third, and Garrett Broussard made an unbelievable play to throw it across his body at first, and that did it. A big win for Wisconsin Rapids. So winning 5-4, finishing that road trip 2-2. Back here for a doubleheader, the Rafters are going with Ryan Kaiser on the mound, a guy that did not make the trip to Michigan because he knew he was going to be playing today. So Kaiser will be getting the start. Levi Jensen back in the lineup, the University of North Alabama product from Luck, Wisconsin. So one of the four Wisconsin natives here for the Rafters. Jensen back in the lineup. Brendan Bobo at first. Ty Johnson at second. Garrett Broussard is shifted at third because we have a new face. We actually have two new faces, both from the state of Virginia and both Virginia Cavaliers. Luke Hansen, the shortstop, will be getting the start on the shortstop. Hansen at the sixth position. Jack Basir at left field. Harrison Didowick, the other Virginia product, at center field. We'll get into him more with Hansen as well as this game progresses. Nolan Saylors back at right field. As for the Chinooks, they're going with Matthew Moeller, the start on the mound. Will Johannes at catcher. Cody Kelly at first. Brady Council at second. Josh Overbeek at third. Gabe Ressler at shortstop. Drew Townsend at left field. Avery Owusu-Asedu at center. And Hunter Grimes into the lineup. So he's making his first appearance for the Chinooks out in right field. But an opportunity here for the Rafters because 14 innings of baseball in front of us on this long evening, it surely will be, but an opportunity here for Wisconsin Rapids. They lead this series over Lakeshore 3-2. So for them, they're just looking to progress because right now they stand at second in the Great Lakes West Division behind Wausau. It goes Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Green Bay, and then Madison, but with all in a half game of each other. The Rafters are within a game and a half of Wausau, but them, Green Bay, and Madison all within a half game of each other. So the standings are getting a little shaken up here as we head near the first waypoint. Remind you, the first place team that ends at the halfway point in first will get an automatic bid towards the playoffs. So it's important for this Rafters team. Only a game and a half back against Wausau. So for them, they're going to look to hopefully sweep today. But it's going to be a tough task. This Chinooks team has won three of their past four games. They stand at 11-17, fifth in the Great Lakes West Division. So they've had a rough start here in the first half. But, you know, it doesn't matter. There's so much baseball left to be played. So Lakeshore is just trying to find their own as Trevor Cho, the manager, will be back at the helm managing this squad as Kirk Schreider, the manager for the Rafters in his third season, Cho in his first for Lakeshore. But just about 10 minutes away here on WFHR. We'll take a quick step aside. We'll be back in a moment. First pitch coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll step away.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Welcome to the Main Street Cafe. You are in Bloomer, a few miles north of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. A small town, 3,000 people. But there are big things happening at the cafe.
Every year, on the average of about 150,000 pies.
150,000 pies and more than 65 varieties made, sold, and enjoyed here. But can you guess which is the most popular pie choice in Wisconsin? Apple, cherry, or pumpkin? The answer coming up.
Most of it's made by hand. The taste, the flavor. We use real Wisconsin dairy products.
Real dairy products, including free ice cream on your pie and free refills of milk. It's something cafe owner Donnie Stoik likes to brag about.
The horn like too. We do that every day, not just during June.
As we wrap up our celebration of June Dairy Month, did you guess? Cherry pie is the Wisconsin favorite, according to Instacart. Now we want to know yours and who makes it. Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Back here in Witter Field, first pitch coming up in about 8 minutes, but an opportunity here for the Rafters to take down a Lakeshore team that's been red hot, though. We take you back to the last game these two teams played, where the Rafters held a 5-4 lead heading into the top of the ninth, but Lakeshore made their mark, and boy, five runs for them in the top of the ninth. They went up 9-5. Rafters got two back in the bottom of the ninth, but it was a 9-7 victory for Lakeshore. So Rafters have a little bit of bad taste in their mouth after that game. But a long road trip in the state of Michigan, and now for them, back in the state of Wisconsin, back at home, so they can get acclimated to back to Witter Field again and find playing good baseball, because that's the whole key. They lost the first game in Battle Creek, won the second, and then lost the first game in Traverse City and also won the second. So a 2-2 road trip, and Wisconsin Rapids has a chance here to take down this Lakeshore team that is well rested. You know, they haven't played since Monday, so they're looking to take down this Wisconsin Rapids team. And it is Honchunk Gaming Nakusa Military Night. So the Rafters have their really cool camouflage tops with the red and white American flag on the front of the logo where the Rafters is. So it's really cool how it looks. These are special edition jerseys, and they have their black pants. As for Lakeshore, they have their all blue tops with the white logos on the front and back and the gray leggings as well. So Schreider right now meeting with Joe at the umpire's plate. So it's going to be an interesting evening of baseball. Seven innings between these two teams. And then it's a 20-minute break between them. So not that much rest. They're just going to have to go take a quick sip of water, get back to it. And 20 minutes later, then the second pitch happens. So they're anticipating that second pitch start around 7:30 range, pending obviously how this game goes. So umpires Teddy Dutcher, Nee Wallen, and Archer Flores Pareda will be the umpire duties for today. A hot summer evening, but the grass is green and the dirt has been watered, and it looks beautiful here at Witter Field. Obviously, warm summer.